Nolte, Tulsi Gabbard uses facts to call for exodus from fascist Democrat Party. By John Nolte on October 11, 2022. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard announced Tuesday she is leaving the fascist Democrat Party, and all of her reasons are based on facts. "I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that is now under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms, are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, demonize the police and protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, believe in open borders, weaponize the national security state to go after political opponents, and above all, are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. What part of that is wrong? Nothing. If anything, Gabbard left out some stuff, like how Democrats want to create new coalitions by grooming and mutilating children to appease the trans Nazis. How Democrats are manufacturing new identity groups by advocating in favor of obesity. How Democrats are determined to keep our children ignorant by warehousing them in their failed government-run schools." Gabbard closed her statement by calling for others to join her exodus. "I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, I invite you to join me." What Gabbard has done here is what Democrats fear most. She's speaking what we all know to be the truth. Most importantly, she is speaking directly to same Democrats who know this to be true but feel isolated and, by extension, unsure about what they're feeling. If there is a goal the Democrat Party, the fascist corporate media, and big tech share, it is to stop the American people from finding a common cause by speaking certain truths out loud. For exactly this reason, Donald Trump is a political phenomenon with a political base unlike anyone has ever seen. He is a politician who unites us by speaking truths he is not supposed to speak. For example, deport illegal aliens, the Iraq War was a disaster, the Clintons are crooked, America needs to look out for America, criminals need to go to prison, cheap energy is a blessing, globalism enriches and empowers elites while destroying the working class, China is our enemy, and so on. When Trump spoke these truths loudly and proudly, people no longer felt isolated and as though they were the only people who held these beliefs. You see, that's the goal of the elite left, to make those of us with common sense and common decency feel like we are either in the minority or wrong or racist or something. They seek to make us afraid to speak blatant truths because they know the moment we discover we're not alone, we will gather in numbers and threaten their fascist power grab. Gabbard just did the same thing Trump has done for 7 years. She's saying out loud what a whole lot of common sense Democrats know to be true. Who are today's warmongers? Democrats. Look at Ukraine. You can be in favor of Ukraine humiliating Putin, like I am, without pushing us to the brink of nuclear war and spending hundreds of billions of dollars when Americans can't afford food or gas. Who's racializing every issue to keep us divided? Democrats. Who stokes hatred against white people with relentless smear campaigns based only on skin color? Democrats. Who's hostile to people of faith? Democrats. Who demonizes the police while releasing countless violent criminals into our streets? Democrats. Who opens the border to sex trafficking, drugs, and criminals? Democrats. Who uses the government to attack their political enemies? Democrats. This isn't a Liz Cheney situation. Cheney leaving the Republican Party is all about enriching herself with the upside that comes from media affection. A CNN gig, you know that's next, lucrative deals to write books, no one will read, and entree into Hollywood. Gabbard faces the exact opposite, scorn, banishment, ridicule, hate, and isolation. And because Gabbard is a woman, that makes her an even greater threat, which means even worse treatment. As I write this, does anyone doubt the corporate media are gearing up to dig through every moment of Gabbard's life? The campaign to personally destroy Tulsi Gabbard will be funded and backed by some of the most powerful corporations in the world. This will likely begin with fascist big tech booting her from the public square known as social media. Ask Clarence Thomas how this works. Ask Amy Coney Barrett or Sarah Palin, or Laura Ingraham. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.